And now for the papers with Alice Workman.
Good morning, Sarah. Malcolm Turnbull's New Year clean-out headlines most papers today. Briggs trouble in Little China is the headline in the Daily Telegraph. I think their sub-editors get the pun award for the day. Minister resigns over Hong Kong kiss scandal. That's, of course, in reference to the resignation of the Minister for Cities, Jamie Briggs, after a female public servant complained about his behaviour on a night out in Hong Kong in November. The Courier Mail's had a bit of fun too, calling it the Minister's Sleaze Scandal, Touch and Go, PM forces Briggs out over Hong Kong hug and kiss shame. And also, sidelined Bro over Slipper Diaries probe. Special Minister of State Mal Bro has also been forced to stand aside, pending the outcome of a police investigation into his role in procuring the diaries of former Speaker Peter Slipper. In The Australian, an expert warns restrictions on burn-offs may increase the risk of bushfire disasters. Former CSIRO bushfire scientist David Packham says the failure to conduct enough controlled burns is exposing Australians to another large-scale disaster. He says the lack of intervention may create Black Saturday-sized bushfire loads. Also in the Daily Telegraph, priced out of house and home, young couples are taking on huge new levels of debt to buy into Sydney's property market as the housing affordability crisis worsens. The paper reports the average mortgage for a first home buyer has skyrocketed from $113,000 to $424,000 since 2011. Sydney property prices rose 20% in the last 12 months to September, compared to 10% in Melbourne and 4% in Brisbane. In the New Zealand Herald, Sunny Bill, I've just been shocked. The All Black star has posted graphic photos of dead children after his visit to Syrian refugee camps in Lebanon, where he was working as a UNICEF ambassador. He wrote on social media, I came here and what I've heard and what I've seen, I've just been shocked. The Tasmanian Mercury's front page reads On Top of the World, with a picture of Tasmanian sailor Justin Kloa, who played a big role in Comanche's win in the Sydney to Hobart. It's his third honours victory in the race, as well as winning one on handicap. He sailed over the finish line at 47 metres up the mast. And in the Daily Telegraph, another pun-filled front page, rotten swine in ham-fisted pork pulling. Police have sprung a gang of pork chop bandits. The homes of three young people were raided after the theft of thousands of dollars of property stolen in Darwin. Police found cameras, bags, watches, iPods, tools, and some pork chops. The thieves were allegedly cooking up the chops when officers arrived to arrest them, Sarah.
Sounds like a good day for sub-editors. Thank you, Alice Workman.